To women of
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, the thing took off on me again. Welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. Today I'm blessed and honored to actually have my book editor on with me, and how I found her. I don't know if I told you guys this. I was a long time ago in a book called Empowered Women of Social Media. Well, of course, number one version came out, number two version came out, and that's how I found Lisa Van Stiles, and we're going to talk about her story and how she became a solo entrepreneur and the amazing book editor that she is. Even though she doesn't, on the side, she doesn't primarily do book editing. She works in several different companies, and I'm really excited to talk to her. Welcome, Lisa, to Women of Wisdom. And my first question is, why did you start this?
The book process for me, so you and I have both been in the same series, book series, but we have been in separate books. And I was approached by a lady that I know through another network that I do on social media, and she had posted on Facebook that she was looking for authors to be a part of this book series, Empower Women of Social Media. And I said to her, you know, I don't have anything to contribute. Maybe I can do it the next time. And she said, everyone has a story. And I was like, well, you know, she's right. Everyone does have a story. It's just, how do you tell your story and do you want to tell your story? So I decided to pick a topic that was an issue with me for a long part of my life, and that was toxic relationships, and discuss toxic relationships that I thought at that time, and actually it's changed since then, but I thought that at that time I could pinpoint it to the very first romantic relationship that I had with a boy. And in the process of doing what I'm doing and growing my businesses and the radio show that I do with my friend Kelly, she has really opened my eyes, and I've discovered that it goes even further back than that, and it actually was a lot deeper than that. So that was one of the stories that I had wanted to connect to people, was the toxic relationships and how allowing toxic relationships into your life can affect your overall well-being, and not only that, it can shadow your purpose. And so that's how I got involved with that book project.
And when you say that, when you talk about toxic relationships, as I was talking to your business partner this morning, one of the things that your business partner said was the founder that all started this, all she does, and I don't know how to put this nicely to Women of Wisdom, but complains all the time. Complains. I finally removed her out of my life because I'm, like, sick of hearing her complain. So when we talk about toxic relationship, complaining about your own life, part of it?
Yes. Absolutely. And toxic can infiltrate your life even from a Facebook status level, where you're seeing people constantly bombard their newsfeed with, it was such a bad day, I can't believe this, you know, I can't go on, like, I'm so sick and tired of this, that, and the other. So even reading people that you're friends with on Facebook, even reading their status, can be toxic to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that you live with. It can be friends. It can be coworkers. It can be the person that serves you coffee every morning. If they're grumpy and whatnot, they're probably in the wrong profession. And, you know, it can infiltrate from all aspects of your life. So it's not necessarily the person that you're in partnership with, or you know, that like your parents or your sisters or brothers or whatnot. It can be a much bigger scope than that.
It can be a much bigger scope, and that's what I've quickly discovered, is that with the person that started Women's Empowerment, she is toxic in the way she approaches it, and it's all about the money to her, and the rest of us are sitting there like, okay, we'll show out this money, but yet it's not all about the money. It's about sharing our stories. Sharing our stories with the world and empowering others. So I am curious, have you thought about writing your own book? I know you and I have talked in the past about you solo writing your own book, and what would that look like?
I actually do play around with the idea of publishing my own work. I have a children's book. It's a funny book. Let me go back a little bit. When I was in high school, I had to write a speech for my speech class my 12th grade year. And it was just supposed to be a short little speech, and it was supposed to be funny and whatnot. So I wrote this really imaginative, imaginary story, and that was pretty much what the basis of the speech was supposed to be for our assignment. Well, when I went to college, I took a creative writing class because I've always been fascinated with writing. I love to write. I've always been told that, you know, as a good writer, and that I should pursue a career in writing. So I took a creative writing class in college, and what I did was take that speech and actually make it into a story. And so my professor gave me a really good grade on it, and I sat on it. It's been in a box for years and years and years. I don't want to tell you how long ago that was when I was in college, but it's been in that box for years and years. And I finally pulled it out the other day and said, you know, I could do something positive with the story. It's something that I can do not just to publish and let children read this book and develop their love of reading and be silly because there's burping and all of the kind of stuff in this book, but I can use the proceeds from the book to, and this is something that I had considered, to do workshops for children, to host workshops, free workshops, where children and their parents could come and learn how to build self-esteem in a child and how to not crush a child's self-esteem. So that's one concept that I have going on. It's funny that you mentioned that, because Kelly and I's show this morning was about children and how, you know, looking at the difference between children following their dreams and believing that they can be anything that they want to be, and adults later in life finally going back to what they wanted to do when they were children. And what happens in between that makes that child who wants to be, you know, a famous basketball player go into sales and lose that dream. And it comes back to the negative and the barriers that parents and society put on their children. So my concept is to undo that. My concept would to be to undo that, and particularly through being silly and allowing a child to just be silly for a few minutes and letting the parents see that it's okay to be silly with them.
I definitely agree. We should let these kids be in their own environment. I mean, I am in education, and for those of you who do not know, I'm actually going back to school in September, and I'm finally getting a degree. And eventually I'm getting my doctorate in special ed, because
awesome.
9 times out of 10, I've been in the field for eight years, and 9 times out of 10, what we do is with these kids' personalities like a bunk, and it's heartbreaking to me because a lot of these kids that need help don't get the help. But enough about me. And how do you think this story has helped as a woman?
You know, for me, the topic was actually a pinpointed toxic relationship where I talked about romantic relationships in my life. I didn't talk about, relationships that I had with kids when I was younger or my parents or anything. It was the first boyfriend that I ever had, and how what I learned from that relationship was a devastating story. That then I faced a lot of the same patterns in future relationships. And it wasn't until years later that I figured out what was going on. I would try to break the pattern, I would find a good guy, and I would push him away before he could hurt me. I mean, classic, case of that, boyfriend girlfriend relationship where the why do I always get the bad guys? Well, it's because you always get the bad guys because first of all that's what you're attracting every time you say why do I always get the bad guys? And the second one is because I refuse to think that I was good enough for the good guys. So it was a pattern for me. And the pattern can be broken. It might be a little bit of a process. You might need somebody to help you break the pattern, like a friend or a coach or, somebody along those lines, reading a lot of books to see that other women have done it, but it can be broken. And
Yeah.
it all goes down to changing your mind about how you want the rest of your life to play out.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to
It does.
really get down to that seed to change your mind, you're going to keep continuing the pattern.
Yeah, you are. And that's unfortunate that so many people can't stop the pattern, can't, and I am taking a little break, just a small one, to focus on me just a little bit. I'm not leaving you guys high and dry yet, although I will be leaving, and Lisa knows this, I will be leaving the self-publishing industry in August because I got a hybrid publishing deal down in Texas, and for those of you who do know me quite well, you know my ultimate dream is to inspire others with my story. And so that segue leads me to my next question. What is this about successful women that you co-founded, Lisa? What is this about co-creating successful women?
So my co-founder and I, Denise, we have a business that sponsors workshops for women in business to come together to learn and grow from each other and also to help empower each other. So whether you're a new entrepreneur, somebody who's looking to become an entrepreneur, or you're an established woman in business, we all have something that we can learn from each other and get from each other. So we host bi-monthly workshops where we get a group of women together that own businesses, and we speakers that come in and tell us about how their business can help us. We do breakout sessions where we talk about certain topics and learn how to, for example, like network marketing, Facebook marketing, like social media marketing. We might have somebody come in and give a presentation on how to really utilize social media marketing. And that person might be somebody who is a virtual assistant or who you can hire to manage your social media for you. But they give us nuggets of information on how we can utilize said social media, and then they plug their business and say, but if you don't want to mess with it, you can hire me and I can take care of your social media for you. So it always involves a lunch, and it's just for us to build up women in business.
Well, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Now, trust me, if I lived closer to you, Lisa, I would land up sneaking my way in there 9 times out of 10. But no, I need to get myself prepared for a big logistical move. There is a huge change coming on in my life, having to do with me going back to college. And you guys will see bits and pieces of this huge logistical change, but this is why I do Women of Wisdom, is to let other solo entrepreneurs share their stories. Now, I noticed with your email address, it's Abundance with Bag. Explain that email address to us, and why that name is so important to you.
Well, when I first started in the world of direct sales and multi-level marketing, I was actually an independent consultant for 31. So a brunette with a bag, I am brunette, and so I was selling bags, and I thought that that stuck. But now I've incorporated that into my message of, I consider myself a brunette spreading sprinkles, and that is kind of my company name, or the umbrella company. I consider that I spread sprinkles of happiness, joy, laughter, inspiration, motivation, transformation. And so the brunette with a bag is, since I'm a brunette spreading sprinkles, I've got to pull my sprinkles out of somewhere, and so I have my bag of sprinkles.
Uh-huh.
And so I pull my sprinkles out of my bag.
I love it. The bag of the English language. I love it. And as I said, Lisa and I are working together on my books. And
I'm so excited about it.
And so she's pulling the sprinkles of the English language out. And I don't think, and Lisa's laughing at me because she knows it's gone on the truth. I don't think Lisa ever considered herself a book editor. Or maybe you did. I don't know. Did you?
Well, you know, I love the English language, and I am on a book project with someone else. She is, I'm going to give a shout out to LaShanta. She is compiling a book that will speak to postpartum depression and women's mental health issues. And so she and I were discussing her book project one day, and I said, I would love to help you with it. I can edit the stories for you. And she said, sure, let's do this. And so it became a project, and it's actually in the works right now. And from there, you and I had connected, and I believe I told you about it, and you asked me if I was an editor, and I said, well, I don't consider myself a editor by title, because I love the English language and I love to help people with the print version of the English language. And so I might not consider myself like a full-time editor, but I do consider myself like a part-time one. And you have to be a special person for me to say I'm going to help you edit. I just don't do it for everybody.
Yeah, so. you just have to have the magic touch. Well, I let the cat out of the bag that I do have as a new editor. And I also let the cat out of the bag that I do have a publishing deal, not in Los Angeles, because I wanted to step away from Create Space, but down in Texas. And that is in the works right now. And so on June 22nd, my book is actually coming out via Create Space, but it's going to be the last book that I publish without a publisher, and so we'll see. Otherwise, people have been asking me, why do you not want to use Create Space? And I love Create Stealing, don't get me wrong, but Create Space is too confining for me. The message Lisa and I need to spend. And through all my wisdom with Barnes & Noble, I have learned that you can't necessarily have a book signing under, if you're an independent published author, you need to go to Barnes & Noble protocol. So then I tried that, and of course that's in the works for that. And so then my publisher goes, I'll get you in Barnes & Noble. I'm like, bingo, 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 bingo,
exactly.
Because you're not, they don't necessarily say they're self-published. I mean, they told me that, but they don't necessarily say, and people think that it's, people think that it's self-publishing. People think, oh, Wynn's added again. And I'm like, no, Wynn's not added again. He's just trying to share inspiration. And that's what I like about Lisa and Kelly, is that they are on my team to help me. And I am actually being interviewed by Kelly on her show next Wednesday morning, June 8th. And so tune into that and hear my story a little bit more than you hear it today. I'm sure you guys know by now my story. And I'm still dealing with that process. So I'm going to go bye-bye for a little bit while I'm dealing with that process. Although I'm still going to be doing Women of Wisdom, and I'm still going to be doing my books, and I'm still going to be teaching. I'm just going to be focusing a lot more on me. And I think that's what we need to do as solo entrepreneurs. I think we need to help each other. And so I'm honored that Lisa came to me and wanted to help me and talk to us a little bit about your radio show with Kelly and how that came about and how that is going.
So Kelly Fitzgerald was in the first book with you, and she was in the second book with me, and we connected almost instantly through Facebook, and she wanted to interview all of the women during one of her radio shows, the women that were in the second book. She wanted to have them on her radio show. So I agreed, and we had a wonderful radio show interview. It was wonderful, and the next day I told her that I was ready for more. She said, well, she was thinking about picking up a third radio show, or fourth one at this point, and she was looking for radio co-hosts and thought that I would be perfect for that. And I was like, what I meant was you'd need to interview me more or get me other interviews with other hosts. I didn't mean anything about starting a radio show, but okay, let's do this. And so we did, and our show is Transforming Your Life with Kelly and Lisa. And our whole purpose of that show is to work with you no matter what stage of life you're in and help you figure out your purpose, come to your purpose, embrace your purpose, and do the things that you need to do, whether it be meditate more, use daily affirmations, just giving you tips and tricks and whatnot. And I hate to call them tricks. That's not really the word I'm looking for. To help you turn your purpose into your passion and your power. And I'm not saying that you necessarily have to make a career change or that you necessarily have to start a business, but to really tap into that, because there's a saying that as long as mama's happy, everybody's happy, and there's truth to that. Because if mom doesn't feel that she's living her purpose or her power, then she's going to be miserable and grumpy, and that in turn is going to make everybody else miserable and grumpy, because you might get fish sticks and french fries for dinner, you know, instead of that baked lasagna or whatever. So, you know, there's really a lot of truth in that, and that truth comes from stop walking away from where you're supposed to go, what your purpose is. And for me personally, I was walking away from mine for a very long time. And the that there have been several instances recently within the last year or so that's shifted me towards the one that I'm walking now. And I'm studying the law of attraction more, reading about that more. Whether you're religious or not, it's not connected. You can still use the law of attraction even if you're, religious. They do connect. They can connect. I do daily affirmations. I try to meditate as much as I can. I try to always think positive and see positive and use the attitude of gratitude to be grateful for everything that I have, and just try to change my mindset, to change my internal compass, to point me in the right direction. So,
and attitude of gratitude. I don't know if you have ever heard of, and I'm going to give another trail note, and it's going to make me cry because Annette Michelle Aben uses the power of attitude of gratitude, and she also hosts a blog talk radio show, and Kelly and I were talking about this morning. Kelly is a big fan of Annette's, and Annette was in here at one point helping me out with Women of Wisdom. We're still good friends, and so she uses the concept of attitude of gratitude. And what one of the things that she does, and this is public knowledge, is she goes on her Facebook page, I am grateful for the sunshine. I am grateful for cooking in my kitchen. I am grateful for loading the groceries, having a stranger load the groceries in the car. And then she goes, what are you grateful for? And it's amazing to see the power of what people are grateful for. And I'm sure she's listening to me today and has a big smile on her face the moment I say that, because it's all about positive attitude. It's all about mind over matter. And that's what I've learned over the past couple weeks of me being on vacation in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Yes, I take myself on vacation in May, and I just land up having I don't know if having a spiritual awakening is the right word, but it helps me clarify what I need to do. And, of course, this trip clarified what I need to do in a big way. And so I am going back to college. That decision was made in February. It became more clear to me this last week that I need to focus on my lying. But as Lisa and I will say, it's all about attitude of gratitude. And I appreciate everything that Lisa's done. And I continue the attitude of gratitude and working with Lisa and working with Kelly and working with my whole team.
And that's the way it should be. We should be grateful for everything.
And I appreciate your time tonight on Women of Wisdom, and I hope you guys will pick up this episode and take little tidbits of what Lisa and I have said tonight and use it in your own life.
You know, I'm grateful that you've had me here on the show with you, and, just in the last few months, some of the doors that have opened for me have been wonderful, and I really look forward to working with you on your books and to seeing your published books with your new publishing company out there. It's very exciting for you, and I'm so pleased and blessed to be on this journey with you. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Thank you. And you guys, I hope you enjoyed another fabulous episode of Women of Wisdom. Again, we had Lisa Van Styled on us and on with us, and she mentioned a radio show that she's a part of, and it can also be found on Blog Talk. I know that for a fact because I talked to Kelly this morning, and I'm also going to be a part of that journey on next Wednesday morning. And so it's going to be a very interesting journey and a very interesting year, and I hope to continue this journey with all of you supporting me and all of you supporting my other projects.